This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired Fire Rich, and Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for everything you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, Ron Edwards is not with us today. He's taking the day off. And we are going to say the pledge, and then we're going to get rolling here. Now, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, if you're just waking up, and some of you are, and you haven't heard what took place yesterday evening or before, some of you probably turned the TV off because there wasn't really much of anything to watch last night that I could see anyway. This is something that we heard coming from the White House, of all places. The White House. So let's give a listen to this.
The most decent government in the world. And we have to restore the soul of this country, and I'm counting on all of you to be part of that. But I'm not joking when I say this. If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot. On the spot. No ifs, ands, or buts. Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency and dignity. That's been missing in a big way the last 4 years.
Now, Joe Biden must think we're all a bunch of fools. Either that, or he doesn't even understand what's going on anymore. And I suspect it's probably part two of what I just said. What this is all about was he called Fox News' Peter Doocy an SOB. And he did that when he thought the microphone was turned off. And he did it in a snarky way, which he can be snarky, and that's the way he did it. Now, that's number one. Number two, a few hours after that, he called Peter Doocy up. And the way he approached this and the way he, quote, apologized to Peter Doocy, which was no apology. Hey, pal, I didn't mean what I said. Hey, pal, yeah, I didn't mean it, pal. That is not an apology. When you refer to somebody without calling them by their name as pal, that doesn't cut it. And I don't care if you've been saying that all your life in Delaware, it just doesn't cut it. It's disrespectful. And I can't put it any other way. So, if Biden wasn't in trouble before, boy, is he in trouble now. Speaking of trouble, Jared Walczak of the Tax Foundation wrote a blog post with the news that doesn't seem possible. California, an already high-tax state, wants to double, you heard me right, wants to double its tax revenue. Now, no matter how Walczak breaks down the proposed constitutional amendment, the numbers are astounding. It would increase the top marginal income tax rate to 18.05%. That's 7.05 percentage points higher than Hawaii, the next highest tax state, and 12.75 percentage points higher than the national median. It would also increase taxes by an average of $12,250 per person. But it's not just income taxes. The state wants to implement a payroll tax as well, with the top rate applying to taxpayers making only $49,990 in annual income. Currently, only Massachusetts and Nevada have payroll taxes that do more than fund unemployment insurance. And by the way, Nevada has no income tax at the present time. California, if you do this, I don't even know if there's enough U-Haul trucks on the planet to get the people out of California to move somewhere different. Really. Really. Think about it. Think about it. By the way, speaking of California, our good friend Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation scored a double victory in California with a unanimous 9th U.S. Circuit Court panel declaring the COVID-19-related shutdowns of gun stores and shooting ranges in L.A. and Ventura counties were unconstitutional. How about that? We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we'll do just that, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, I will be up in Newport Richey today about, probably about 2 o'clock. So if anybody's up there in Newport Richey wants to stop by and say howdy to me at Moss Nissan, I'll be there. So I'll be happy to do that. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from all across the Panhandle, South Georgia, the state of Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the upper Midwest, and all the way west as far away as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. Several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles are there for you to take a look at. Remember, trade-ins are worth about 37% more these days than what they were if they're in good condition. So look up your blue book value, your black book value, see what it is. Add another 37% to that, and that's pretty much what your vehicle's worth, just so you know. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan in Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and they're building a brand new and I mean brand new, Moss Nissan up in Brooksville, Florida. It'll be right there on State Route 50, just past the Veterans Expressway. Now, don't forget, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their motto, and they strive to do that every single day. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Now, my friend Alan Gottlieb, who happens to own some radio stations up there in Seattle and Spokane and, Oregon and, what's the other one? There's another one, somewhere over by Yakima. But anyway, and my show is on all the stations, and thanks very much, Alan, for allowing me to do that. But his Second Amendment Foundation, of which he is the president, CEO, and the lead attorney, won a couple of really significant cases yesterday. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court saw to it that they were given the affirmative action on this because the city of Los Angeles and the county of Los Angeles and the county of Ventura were not allowing gun stores and shooting ranges to be open when the COVID pandemic was at its height. And a lot of gun stores and a lot of people lost money. He said, wait a minute, we're an essential business. And I said, no, you're not essential. There's nothing essential about you. Well, guess what? The judges said that they were indeed essential. Indeed. Because the order never explained the rationale behind the designations of businesses and activities deemed essential. But the orders did not, or therefore denied anyone who did not possess both the firearm and ammunition on March 19, 2020, from exercising their fundamental rights protected by the Second Amendment until at least May 2nd. That was the unconstitutional nature of what they were doing. And I'm a little surprised that the Ninth Circuit Court picked up on that, but they did. They did. So kudos to them for doing the right thing in that case. Obviously, there's a bunch of people that aren't happy about it. They may take it one step further, but that would mean the Supreme Court, and I'm not sure anybody wants to do that. So we'll see. Now, recently, the New York Times somewhat right-of-center columnist by the name of David Brooks wrote an important column about how America is coming apart at the seams. And he shares some very compelling data. First of all, our driving rates have fallen in the past 2 years, but traffic fatalities have risen significantly. Abuse towards workers in retail, healthcare, and the airline industry has also spiked. Addiction and overdose rates have spiked as well. Now, Brooks admitted that he can't explain why this is happening. And I think he's asked the wrong question, because conservatism is grounded in Christianity. Think about it for a minute. And it knows that we don't have to explain why societies disintegrate. What we have to explain is why they ever were held together in the first place. Now, human nature is deeply flawed right now. And the war of all against all seems to be our natural state. Western civilization, especially American civilization, is a miraculous but fragile exception to that human history. And only real hope is there to recapture that worldview and repair the seams. Henceforth, the title, Repairing the Seams. Think about that for a minute. Something, huh? Okay, if you haven't heard it, The U.S. has put 8,500 troops on heightened alert amidst the Russian tension going on over there in the Ukraine. I'm not sure if they put these 8,500 troops over in the region where they're going to come from, other than I do know that there's an aircraft carrier over there with probably 3,000 Marines on it, an amphibious force, probably 3,000 Marines on board that ship, so they may be coming ashore. And I guess the other 5,500 or so would be coming from somewhere in the region, perhaps Europe, to man whatever it is that they're going to be doing. We'll wait and see. By the way, the New York governor's mask mandate was ruled unconstitutional on Monday. It seems the New York State Supreme Court judge did not believe that the governor had the authority to do that and called it unconstitutional and immediately reversed the decision. A lot of things are happening here that are good for the good for us, not good for the other side, so to speak. Also, 49% strongly disapprove of Biden's performance. That's coming from a Rasmussen poll. Now, wait till you hear this one. Liz Cheney, haven't heard a lot about her lately, have you? No. Well, she shot back at what former House Speaker Newt Gingrich had to say over the weekend about her. Liz Cheney responded to Gingrich, who said there might be jail time for the January 6th subpoenas, the people that were handing them out. I don't know what he based that on, but he said it. And here's something that's really good. We've talked about this at length. 27 lawmakers have called upon House leaders to ban members from stock trading. Makes sense to me. Makes perfect sense to me. Maybe it does you too. I know a lot of people have been sending us messages about that. As a matter of fact, I have a message right here right now from Fred. And Fred is down in Fort Lauderdale. I take the position that the athletes and coaches have trained for years. They should not be used as pawns in this game. Where I can agree is if they test positive while in China for a new variant of corona. And if I did agree, I would say that I did not want them to be there because of the Wuhan lab. All right, Fred. Gotcha. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has placed about 8,500 troops on heightened preparedness to deploy to Eastern Europe in case NATO activates its rapid response force over a possible Russian invasion of the Ukraine. No decision has been made to deploy U.S. forces, Spokesperson John Kirby at the Pentagon Lectern.
The Department of Defense maintains significant combat-capable forces forward in Europe to deter aggression and enhance the alliance's ability to defend allies and defeat aggression if necessary.
Judges have approved a request for a special grand jury. Georgia Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, in a letter to Superior Court Chief Judge Christopher Brasher, claims she has received information indicating a reasonable probability that the state of Georgia's administration of elections in 2020 was subject to possible criminal disruptions. The special grand jury is to be seated May 2nd for a period of up to 1 year. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. Recently, the Michigan Democrat Party elites ignited a massive response from parents who were already very unhappy with the mental damage to students via socialist indoctrination. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Michigan Democrats responded to parents in a written comment stating, quote, "Not sure where parents should control what is taught in schools because they are our kids," is originating. But parents do have the option to choose to send their kids to a hand-selected private school at their own expense if this is what they desire. The snarky leftist drivel continued. The purpose of a public education in a public school is not to teach kids only what parents want them to be taught. It is to teach them what society needs them to know. The client of the public school is not the parent, but rather the entire community, the public. That statement echoed a sentiment expressed by failed Virginia gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe during a debate last October. It is time we, the people, soon show the elitist Democrats once and for all that they are non-essential in government and education. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, go to theronedwards.com.
You know, Ron Edwards is lucky these days because finally, they're waking up there in Michigan. The governor is underwater in all the polling up there. So kudos to the people for finally waking up to that horrible reality up there that they call the governor. By the way, don't forget to try his constitutional grounds coffee, because I've got some. As a matter of fact, let me see here. Oh, that is good. Wow, that is good. And Ron sends me some of that, so I can have a little bit of it. But, of course, that's what he has on his website, Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Go to his website, dronedwards.com, and remember they have a promo code there, RE20, and you'll receive 20% of a discount on that coffee, because Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Voila. Okay. Back to a couple things here. Now, polling is something that is important, just to give you an idea of what's going on around the countryside. And Biden's first year has been nothing short of a disaster. You know, he's got some numbers down in the 20s right now when it comes to the job that he's doing. 20-plus percentage rate. And that's down from the 50s a while back. And this is just unbelievable how fast he has gone from hero to zero, because he's lost some of the Democratic media, including Chuck Todd, who yesterday just went totally off on Joe Biden. Totally. Now, here's something that popped up here a couple minutes ago. A judge is mulling releasing the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, on bail. The judge is considering right now whether or not he should release the Oath Keepers founder, Stuart Rhodes, on bail. We'll see. May find out about that today. But that just popped up here from late yesterday. By the way, Benjamin Netanyahu has denied agreeing to a plea deal, as was reported earlier by Israeli press, to force him from politics forever and not charge him for the more serious offense that he's got against him, which he apparently, he and his wife apparently did some things over there that were not necessarily cool. And now he's going to wind up paying for it. Such a shame, because the man is a legend. The man is just a legend. All the different things he did, the military career he's had. It's too bad he has to go through this. Now, Iran has regained the UN Assembly voting rights that they once had, after their assets were unfrozen, so they got their money back. I don't know how much money it was, but I know it's enough to pay their dues to the UN. So, you know, money talks, right? So they got back into the mix. And that's good for them, I guess. By the way, 27 lawmakers are calling upon House leaders to ban members from stock trading. Now, that makes sense. 25 Democrats and 2 Republicans are urging the House leadership to swiftly bring legislation to the floor prohibiting members from Congress from owning or trading stocks. We've heard about this for a while. I don't know if they're going to do it, but maybe they will. Okay, we got a couple of direct messages here. Let's see what the audience is saying. Okay. Just my opinion, only a stupid SOB would do what Biden did yesterday. Have a great day and pray we're in a pile of deep doo-doo. Lois. You're right, Lois. We are. Make no mistake about it. This guy is unfit to serve. Now, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And we'll see what happens when it comes time for the midterms. It's not going to get any better, believe me. It will not get any better. Now, we have plenty of stuff that's going on here. And this story is just multiplying itself 10 times over about Biden calling the Fox News reporter Peter Ducey NSOB. This is everywhere right now. Top news of the morning at the present time. Now, the top news of the morning should be that the U.S. has put 8,500 troops on alert and they could deploy near the Ukraine sooner rather than later. And they're ready to go right now. Everything is packed and they're ready to go. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. Driver Mike out of Sarasota.
What's up there, Mike?
Oh, well, back there you said something funny. I had to get out and get fuel, but Biden was saying something that he would take and fire anybody that was disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he forgot to fire himself.
That's right.
Remember way back when?
Yep.
When that female news reporter, he called her a dog-faced pony soldier?
I do.
Yeah. He should have fired his butt right there, you know?
Yep.
But that's a different story.
Well, Mike,
market,
you're spot on, Mike.
That plunger team. With the market,
yep.
The plunger team came in last night and brought it back up. They have to keep all the indexes above the 200-day moving average.
Mm-hmm.
If it falls before or below and stays below a couple of days, then we're in a free fall here.
Mm.
I've been watching it real close, and I've been listening to some guys talking about it, and it's like,
Well, you know, Mike, until we clear the hurdle here with this Ukraine thing, they're going to use that as an excuse.
Oh, yeah, they got to. Mm-hmm. Let it waste, no.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think we're going to be spread too thin.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, they got that one, Russia's playing war games over there in England, offshore.
Ireland.
China wants to go in. Yeah.
Ireland's going, hey, and we got the Russians over here. They're out. We can see them.
The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that movie?
I do. All right. Hey, Mike.
Be safe, people.
Thanks for the call, my friend.
Drive safe.
Yes, sir. You take care. All right. That's Mike. And we appreciate him. We appreciate you, too. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. And 877-969-8600 on the number if you want to call. 877-969-8600.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Looking forward to seeing our friends over there today. And we have our weekly lunch at Mission Barbecue in West Waters. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. By the way, they're just across the railroad tracks on the south side. Look for the big old 9-foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and that American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Don't forget, you can also call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, it's a bitter thing to realize that all the institutions you trusted through these many years have turned against you. And it's a hard place to be when these institutions and concerns, governmental, medical, educational, media, multinationals, have abandoned everything you believe in and everything on which this country was founded. Well, look around. And it's even worse when you find that it was for the sake of money and power. it's become apparent that these institutions, many of them, have sold out our country for mere cash, much of it Chinese cash. Now, they say the quest for profit knows no ideology, but this is a new low. So much trust has been broken all around, especially concerning the healthcare industry. There are multi-billionaires, politicians, and oligarchs whose quest for power and riches overtake any form of loyalty to America. Now, their myopic vision is only focused on themselves. And the antithesis of the civic-minded servant guarantees them enduring power while retaining their riches. And that goes for politicians as well, both Republican and Democrat. Many would say it's only for business, nothing personal. Well, hey, destroy a nation, it becomes very personal. We're watching what's going on here. I can remember having to read an author in high school called Aldous Huxley. He was an English novelist. He saw it clearly in 1958. He foresaw a profusion of power, those with more money and power than brains and sense, able to, as he put it, shape and defy popular will. He saw democracies changing. He predicted the old quaint forms, the elections, the parliaments, the Supreme Courts, and all the rest would remain, but the underlying substance would be a new kind of nonviolent totalitarianism. Now, could it have been the birth of the deep state at that time? Sure. Absolutely could have. And President Trump, for all his bad tweets, was reversing the trend from before. Trump was the anti-politician. More building than scheming. For too many in high places, America First just wasn't going to stand because they didn't like it. And a broken government will never fix itself, folks. It'll double down every time. The enemy has long since crossed the Rubicon. What's left is determining what America will do about it. And in a world race for dominance, the oligarchs are offering the refreshment to China, not the USA. If America fails, do these domestic enemies really believe that they'll survive, even with all their money and feeling glory? I don't think they will. They'll be the first ones to go. Watch and see. So be careful what you wish for. Be very careful what you wish for. Because many of us have long suspected that the Chinese and the Democratic Party band together to defeat President Trump in 2020. Each had their reasons, but the Democrats' 2020 was a win they had to have at any cost, even insurrection. And for the Chinese, it was to rid themselves of the antagonist that was eating their lunch. No other president even came close. But Donald Trump did. And that's why we saw and we're still seeing the concerted effort to go after him by whatever means. Again, these district attorneys, the one up here in New York, Letitia James, the attorney general, she's an attorney general, sorry, up there in New York State. See where they got their money. See where their money came from. And see if there isn't somebody in there, either from the George Soros camp or somewhere else. You'll find out. Go check it out. All right. Again, before I go to the phone lines here, Mission Barbecue today, 11:30 to 1:30. I won't be there until about 1, though. I'll have to leave. But we're there at noontime because that's when they play the national anthem. And all the veterans that are there, as well as everybody in the building, stands up. But you'll see the veterans saluting the flag. That's why we're there. So there you go. Come join us. We'd love to see you. Okay, get ready. Get ready. Because here it comes. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that you said Captain Donald Trump. Donald Trump changed politics. Donald Trump showed us how a real leader leads America first. And the American family first, not these sellouts like Romney and Murkowski and Collins and all the rest of, I can name them all. Now, one of them standing up there saying, who's the idiot that these illegals are with their dis-ease and all that while your Democrat governor is shutting you down? When are you blacks going to stand up to Whitmore and Gavin Newsom and say, hey, man, you're making $250,000 a year, bro. How come we can't go? We're going to work. Okay, Gavin, this, we're saving life. You're, let me say something about the pro-life. God bless you for pro-life, okay? God bless you for pro-life and standing up for the unborn babies. Here they are. They want to shut you down, and they're all, we care about. No, you don't. You're murdering babies at 55 million a clip. Okay? You killed more babies than COVID ever thought about killing. Okay? So don't give me that nonsense. You guys are full of nonsense. Let me say something when you're at pro-life. It's the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the God of America. Okay? When you say God, no, there's only one God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, his Father Jehovah, and the Holy Spirit that lives inside the Christian. And that's the only thing that's going to change America. And thank God that Donald Trump stood up for America and walked across the White House lawn and held up the Bible and let the world know that Jesus Christ is the God and the Lord of America. That's the greatest thing he did. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our country. And let's stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you, Captain. You've done more for this country than 99% of America. Peace.
Thank you, Todd. Okay. And, Todd brings home a whole bunch of points. I could sit here and I could talk about them for the next 60 seconds or whatever I've got. I don't think I have quite 60 seconds. But this is what it's all about here in this program. We're all Americans first. And we all have voices, and we can all use them. And we need to get off our duffs. We need to start calling our congressmen, our senators, our state legislators, our county reps, our city councilmen, and saying, hey, we're watching. Do the job we elected you to do. It's not your kingdom. We, the people, elected you. Wake these people up. Let them understand that they work for you, and you can make sure they don't work for anybody. God bless America. See you at lunch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.